With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The Public Lands Council is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. The PLC has actively represented the cattle and sheep producers who hold public lands grazing permits, and they now have a very powerful ally in the West. It's one of the PLC's former presidents who is today waking up as the new governor of Idaho, Brad Little. Little recently spoke about the importance of ranchers getting together for the benefit of all in the livestock industry.
If you're not organized, given how few of us there are, we represent a lot of real estate, but there's not very many of us. And if we're not organized during those tough times and during when the good times come along, you're not organized enough to move the needle, to make a difference. And the fact that for 50 years, cattle and the sheep industry, the state associations, everybody affiliated with them have been working on what are the impediments to surviving. We've had big victories, little victories, big losses, and some smaller losses. But I can tell you that the Western livestock industry would not be what it is today if it hadn't been for all the good work that was done by this organization.
Little, who is a third-generation rancher himself, has often discussed the role of livestock grazing on federal lands, as well as its importance to rural America. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.